Bible Students Primer, a reference resource from the editors of the Bible Students Notebook, Condescension. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:9. With God being the infinite creator, and we being his finite creatures, it is impossible to grasp even the most basics of his essence without divine education. A key way in which this instruction develops is through a revelatory, illustrative means known as condescension. By this, God relates to us in very human ways, in methods that we can understand. This condescension is progressive, from elementary though many medial stages, then from these medial phases to those which are advanced. Thus, as we learn the foundational elements, we then move on, bit by bit, to greater and greater divine figures. This principle has been displayed in the past through many portions and many modes. Hebrews 1:1. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Isaiah 28:10. Condescension, or anthropopathia, as it is also known in Greek, is the figure of speech used in the scriptures where purely human qualities are attributed to God. E. W. Bullinger, 1837 to 1913, in one of his most monumental works, Figures of Speech Used in the Bible, cataloged in detail over 200 distinct figures, several having 30 or 40 varieties. Condescension is one of the more important figures of speech, he defines. He also deals with this in his companion Bible, Appendix 6. A. E. Nock, 1874 to 1965, wrote concerning condescension, "When God is spoken of as if he were human or were a part of his creation, this is done in his condescension, so that he may reveal himself in terms within the range of human perception." Concordant Literal New Testament, Appendix A, Figures of Speech, page 358. While the word condescension sometimes carries the meaning of an arrogant or patronizing behavior towards someone, this is not the sense used here. Con is from the Latin root for with and descend, meaning to move or go down, thus literally to withdescend or to go down with. When God condescends, he comes down with us to speak at our level. God condescends and speaks in human time frames, in human terms, and with the human perspectives. This is how he progressively relates to us.